my soul. Send a great revival in my soul. Let the Holy Spirit come and take control. Send a great revival in my soul.
We welcome you to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber, pastor of North Valley Baptist Church and president of Golden State Baptist College. From our studio in the heart of the Silicon Valley, Pastor Treiber joins you today for a special time of revival and encouragement. We pray you'll be blessed as you listen to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber.
Hello, neighbor. I am so grateful that you would listen today. I've had the privilege to travel a lot this spring to many states and distant states and around the United States. And listeners, you have been a tremendous encouragement to me. I need to next spring, if I'm out traveling, take Brother Moyer, Brother Ethan, you should go with me. If you could just see the number of listeners and friends that God has given to us. And you know, it always just moves my heart that a lot of you have come up to me and say, "Hello, neighbor." And you do it better than I do. I ought to record all the hello neighbor people, I guess. But a little girl's voice, "Hello, neighbor." A little boy, "Hello, neighbor." A great whatever. I was in a meeting with Brother Gravely's church in Georgia, and the quartet was singing. And the guy on the end, I thought, okay, I was trying to figure it out before they started singing. He's got to be the tenor, you know, that he just looks like a tenor. And he started singing, and he was way down here. He could get so low. He's good. They all were good. And that was a great meeting. Well, enough of that. We're in Proverbs. My favorite proverb is Proverbs 23. I've said this so many times. It deals with working and money and landmarks and correcting a child and raising a child. And it deals with liquor and all of that. And oh my goodness, we're going to have a grand time today. How about this song, Victory Road? Quartet, you sing for us right now. And that's the place to live, on the Victory Road.
For so long I traveled down a sinful road. My troubles were so many, such a heavy load. Then I turned to Jesus, a better way he showed. Life is so much better on the victory road.
I'll keep on walking on the victory road.
Lay down my heavy load.
And I won't turn back.
And I won't turn back and sin no more. And sin no more.
I'll keep on walking
King's
on the
highway.
Way
I'll reach that better day.
Someday I'll reach
my
blessed
home on the victory road. Though this road is narrow, I will look ahead. By the hand of Jesus, down this path I'm tread. When I'm tired and weary, he helps me bear my load. I am oh so happy on the victory road.
I'll keep on walking on the victory road.
I'll lay down my heavy load.
And I won't turn back.
And I won't turn back and sin no more. And sin no more.
I'll keep on walking on the King's highway.
Until I reach that better day.
Someday I'll
reach my
safe
home on the victory road.
I'll keep on walking on the victory
road. Lay down my heavy load.
And I won't turn back.
And I won't turn back and sin no more. And sin no more.
I'll keep on walking on the
King's highway. I'll reach that better day.
Someday I'll reach
my home on the victory road.
Someday I'll reach
my home on the victory road.
The Victory Road. That's a good song, Brother Ethan. Thank you, and thank you for singing at quartet. And I want to, on behalf of Mrs. Treiber and I, we have a very special baby girl, but now she's 7 years old today. She's not a baby girl. Lakin Treiber. Her dad pastors Hillview Baptist Church, my dad and mom Hillview Baptist Church in Surprise, Arizona. And Papa and Nana miss you, but we are so proud of you. Happy birthday to you. How about another song? We'll get it up here in just a moment. It's the song, He's Still Waiting by the Well. And I really believe you're going to enjoy this song. Two of our girls that graduated here from Golden State, actually, they both graduated from our high school and graduated from our college. and they're serving the Lord away from us now, but we're thankful for them. And Stephanie, Natasha, we'll have you sing in just a minute. And I want to challenge all of you today, as we are really getting close. We still have another week before we're end of April, but figure out May, June, July, and August, and figure out that you're going to be gone one Sunday, maybe two, but let's not make it all summer long. Folks, let's be Sunday school, Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night, and let's be involved in the work of God. He's still waiting by the well. I think you'll love this. Girls, thanks for singing. Today we find ourselves in Proverbs 23, and Proverbs 23, I'm trying to choose verses. I've gone through this book so many different times with you, I'll choose a verse, but here's one. I want you to see the last part of the verse, chapter 23, verse 19. Hear thou, my son, and be wise. Well, that's a powerful verse. God wants us to hear. I just recently preached the teenagers in our chapel from Exodus, I want to say it was 19, a few weeks ago, where everyone ought to hear and heed. And that's not where I'm going today, but you know, hear, a lot of times we hear our wives, what she tells us, but we don't heed our wife. Oh, we hear our parents, take the garbage out, make your bed, whatever. We hear them, but we don't heed them. We don't do it. And that's another subject, but hear thou, my son, and be wise. But here's the last part I want to give to you today for myself and for you. And guide thine heart in the way. Guide thy heart. It's very important that I direct my heart in paths that are right, of righteousness. How do I direct my heart in paths of righteousness? Well, one way, thy word directs it. The word of God will direct your path, and he'll light your path. And if you and I want to be guided by our heart, that's the real me. That's the deepest part of mankind. That's not your emotions only. That's really who you are. Guide thine heart in the way. What way? The right way, the wise way, the good way, God's way. And in my heart, guide thine heart. Thine is speaking to me, heart, in the way. So I use the word of God and the Spirit of God. The Spirit of God will convict me of right and wrong. If the Spirit of God says, no, don't go there, don't do that, don't say that, then don't do it. Duh, how hard is that? And so if I want to be in the way, be guided, directed in the way from my heart, not from my head, but in the right way, I'm going to have to get a hold of the Scriptures. I'm going to have to get in the Word of God, get in the Bible. And then in addition, I'm going to have to allow, get the Holy Spirit to guide me. And then can I mention this? We always allow right to guide us. What do you mean by that? Okay, if it says stop at the stop sign, we stop. That's doing right. That's obeying the law. If it is green, we go. If it's yellow, we slow down. If it's real yellow and now it's red, we don't go through. You just disobeyed. It's right to obey the traffic light. The traffic light has no feelings. It has no emotions. It doesn't get offended. It just tells you what is right and what is wrong. And it's up to you, it's up to me to do what's right. It's up to you and I to write and listen to right things, write music, write television program, write social media, write things that are right. I'm watching people it seems like a daily thing, destroying their lives, foolishness, because they don't allow right to guide them. They allow wrong to guide them. On the internet, shame on you. Why you listen to all this garbage? And so guide thine heart. How the Word of God, the Holy Spirit, which is right. How else? Authority, your mother, your dad, authority. If your mother says, don't do, that's not right. Don't do that. Don't talk that way. Don't act that way. Don't dress that way. Don't be that way. Well, I'm not going to obey my mother. After all, she's an old lady. She's 35 years old. She doesn't know anything. Oh, yeah, she's real old. Well, my mother's 40, and she's trying to tell me. Oh, yeah, she's very old, too. Well, my mother's 43, 44, 45. She's too old. No, I don't care how old your mother is. Obey your mother. Children, obey your parents. It is, you want to get in the right way. You want to get with your heart guided in the way that is right. Father, help us not to destroy our lives by guiding our steps to evil and to wrong and to unrighteousness. May we wake up to right, is my prayer. Bless every listener worldwide. Give us a day where we glorify you and honor you. For it's my prayer in Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for listening to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber, pastor of North Valley Baptist Church and president of Golden State Baptist College in Santa Clara, California. We invite you to join us each weekday. If you enjoy this broadcast, we would love to hear from you. Email us at revivaltime@nvbc.org. That was one word, revivaltime@nvbc.org. For archived broadcast and many other resources, visit our website at nvbc.org. Once again, thank you for joining us today for Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber.
Let the Holy Spirit come and take control. Send a great revival in my soul.